for January 9th. Just want to remind everyone that the new assignments are Fred Potter, Mike Hanna, Jeff Horton, Brian Hsu, Scott Benetton, and myself. I would like to ask approval for the November 27th meeting minutes.
So moved.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Is this going to be Chris or you?
Eric, you going to handle it?
I didn't guess right.
Yeah. Oh, looks like they both are.
Keep up with
you. There you go.
Yeah, let me pull my email you just sent me out. Did you email it to me? Oh, my bad. Phones. Very good. Yeah, so renewal of Labella contract is the first request for an extension. No additional payment included with this, just formality to extend their contract because we're past the limit.
Yeah, we had it expiring at the end of 23 and figuring we were going to be done. But obviously, as we've talked with the steel waiting on and some of those things, it's just extending their contract.
Yeah, 6 months we're looking for.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any questions?
So there's no additional payments to Labella.
They're starting
to the same contract amount.
Same contract amount. Again, just extending their agreement with us for time purposes.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Next change order is a change order with Day Automation. Excuse me, for the amount of $29,535.93. This is for card access piece on which we haven't had at these shops. This includes the Prattsburg location, Curtis location, and Mount Wash location. This is going to allow us to cut back on the keying process. You'll have points of access at two separate doors at each facility. This will allow administration, you folks, anybody that needs to come in that's approved, secure to come in versus having people walk off the street, and possibly it will cut down on the traffic among shops and stuff as well, getting in and out when they don't need to be there or need to be in and out. So it's more of a security issue with the public as well as our folks. And the big piece is the keying issue. Card access badge will allow us to access and track who's coming and going at times if something does go awry.
Hilda, you have a question?
Does the public really walk into these shops?
Oh, yeah. Yep. It predominantly, from what it sounds like, is family members possibly of folks that work there or relation or folks in the area for a long time as a resident and has those relationships with previous supervisors or people that may be in the shop to either ask questions or which, you know, they can, but there's phone numbers to call. And we just don't want everybody that, you know, walking through these shops with the stuff that's laying around and the safety concerns, and it's not a good practice.
We're moving just like pretty much everyone to more remote card access. It's a lot easier when a new staff member is hired instead of making sure the supervisor or the prior staff member doesn't lose the key. And we got to track that down. Eric or JJ or whoever has access controls in 2 seconds can log into the dashboard and give the person access who needs it. So
yeah, we generally know too ahead of time when they're obviously coming on board, as well as this key thing that JJ's done a wonderful job transitioning with buildings and grounds. He's made it a mission over these last, since the core projects, of getting security keys and keys straightened out from, over time, 30 some years, a lot of change in employees, a lot of keys have been handed. Security is a big issue with us. He's introduced a new key chart or key group, I should say, and that'll protect us as well for redundancy.
$30,000 for six doors is...
It is. It's a good point, Scott. If you could see what goes into the doors, does it still warrant the $30,000? The initial big cost with any of this stuff, and we've talked about this in Buildings and Grounds, is the initial setup to get Day's hardware brain, I would say, in the building. And then after that, it really amounts to about $2,000 a door once that initial setup's done. Not that we'd add doors to this, but that's where the initial price is. Whether it's in a building with 30 doors or a building with 5 doors, you need that initial brain, for lack of better words, to operate from and have that control. So that's where the big number comes from.
Is this a budgeted item?
No, it's not, but it's within our, we've got right. money within our, my, go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, sorry. We have plenty in contingency of the project. So we were anticipating access controls at some point, didn't know exactly what the cost was. So we carried enough in contingency to cover it.
Yeah.
I just want to make a statement, Eric. I agree with Scott. It's a lot of money. I did make the motion to move this, but I actually got a price in Campbell for the town hall for a similar thing. And that quote's right in line with what I got.
It is.
Unfortunately, but it is.
Yeah, I appreciate hearing that. Yeah, it is. It's just where things are going, and it's the initial engineering and setup. And then after that, it's a couple grand a door. And then the doors themselves have to have electrical stuff hooked to them, which some of them they accounted for, Scott. Some we accounted for, knowing down the road we'd be doing it in the design and planning piece. I know we didn't at Prattsburg, but we've got that opened up now. That's why I've put that in here. So some of the door setup won't be as hard or challenging for the contractor, but some of it's going to be pretty invasive to just get power to the doors so they operate correctly. And the hardware has to be changed as well, which is pricey.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Any other business? We have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.